The U.S. is, of course, also faced with a huge reconstruction task in Iraq. In Baghdad today, the U.S. civilian administrator, Paul Bremer, laid out a timetable for rebuilding Iraqi institutions. NPR's Ivan Watson was at Bremer's news conference and joins me now. Ivan, I understand that the United States is firming up plans to reconstitute the Iraqi army. Can you tell us about that?
Right, Jackie. Well, the U.S. Made a quick move soon after taking over the country. It disbanded the Iraqi army. That's about a half million people who were soldiers and officers, conscripts as well. At a press conference today, Ambassador Bremer announced that the first battalion of what he says will be the new Iraqi army began recruiting last week, and he expects it should graduate from training by the end of September. He also announced plans to reestablish a kind of border guard and a volunteer civil defense corps, something that he says could number as many as 7,000 people by the end of the next month and a half. As another accomplishment he was pointing out, he says that the U.S. authority here has succeeded in paying stipends to nearly 200,000 former Iraqi army officers, and that it plans to pay $40 to each of 300,000 Iraqi conscript soldiers next month. So these are some accomplishments he was pointing out, but the fact of the matter is that you still have about a half million people who are not employed right now and who used weapons before this war.
What about Iraq's civilian government? We've had this council made up of Iraqis from different groups, but power seems to be still mainly in the hands of the U.S. and British administrators, isn't it?
I would say most Iraqis here believe that it's still the U.S. that is calling the shots here, and in fact, the international community still has not recognized the legitimacy of this governing council. At a recent OPEC meeting, Iraq is a founding member. Iraq wasn't even invited to participate at a meeting that took place earlier this week. But there is an effort coming from the provisional authority to try to put Iraqis in positions of some kind of power. They're trying to put Iraqi police forces on the street, conducting patrols. And there's this push for the governing council, which was just appointed last month, some 25 Iraqis. Today, Ambassador Bremer said that this governing council, its next assignment would be to set up a constitutional convention with the ultimate goal of drawing up a new constitution for Iraq. And he says he thinks that the governing council will begin work next week. That will probably be a process, he says, of some 6 to 8 months.
So that's what the United States is planning. But are you sensing any improvement in security on the ground?
It really still feels like the Wild West out here. Just today, American soldiers called in a bomb squad on a street about 2 blocks from here to defuse some explosive device that had been placed on a very busy commercial street. On the way back from the press conference that Ambassador Bremer gave, there were a series of explosions, too, that appeared to have been targeted against U.S. soldiers. No injuries or casualties reported in that case, but damage to the stores and a bank on that street. So it's still pretty wild out here, and that's not including the cases where American soldiers are being killed, still at the rate of nearly one soldier a day. There was an American soldier reported killed north of Baghdad yesterday in an ambush that involved a rocket-propelled grenade.
Well, thanks for giving us such a full picture. NPR's Ivan Watson in Baghdad. Thanks again, Ivan.
Thanks, Jackie.